and it said, oh, that's an invalid law, unconstitutional, out it goes. There was no marijuana federal law at all, okay? And so they was like, governor, oh, we gotta do something. So they came up with the Controlled Dangerous Substance Law, and they divided it into three categories. It's addictive properties, it's medical properties, and how safe it was. And the most dangerous was up at the top, number one, and the various other things were down below in Schedule 2, and Schedule 3, and Schedule 4, and Schedule 5, right? And Congress was preparing this law, and they were stuck. They couldn't figure out where to put marijuana. So there's like, we're stuck. So what do? We went up to, they went up to the White House, okay? And President Nixon at the time, I think he was more involved in the Watergate break-in at that point in time, said, put it in the most dangerous category as a message to the kid. And that thing resonated for decades. And that's how it got into being a Schedule 1. There's no studies, nothing at all that says it's deadly, addictive, and medical use. So you tell the, your friends and your relatives that story, okay? But anyway, now let's skip forward to the future. I'm gonna skip over a bunch of things so we can listen to the music. But in 1996, three states made medical marijuana laws, okay? California, everybody knows that. Who knows number two? Come on, let me hear you. No, come on, give me a state. Wrong. Colorado, wrong. Montana, wrong. No, it was Arizona. And it was very interesting that some of you older people in here might actually recognize who the honorary chairman of Prop 200 in Arizona was. He was the father of the American conservative movement, Senator Barry Goldwater. Okay? You know who that is. Okay? All right. The third state, very few people know who that third state is.
Washington.
You're in it, is Ohio. In 1996, they had a medical marijuana law. In 1997, they made it the priority bill by then Governor Voinovich to get rid of it, okay? And today, we live with that law. As a consequence of that law, people lose their driver's licenses. People, cancer patients cannot even bring it up to their jury that says, my oncologist supports this. That law, Senate Bill 2, prohibits that kind of speech, okay? So, what happens? I'm gonna skip far into the future, okay? But in 2014, we now have 23 states and two states that said legalize marijuana, okay?
Yeah.
And we're gonna have three more by this November, okay? Very interesting. I like reading the paper. I like reading history, okay? But in today's paper, there was 25 years ago, okay? President Bush, the first one, came out with the war on drugs again, okay? He kind of redoubled on what Nixon said. And then he authorized all sorts of things. And we see them today. You saw it in the Ferguson paper, where the police now have all these military guard. Okay, that was the number one priority, okay? Here's what happened. In that same year, in 1989, marijuana legalization and the polls was at its lowest point. But ever since then, it only went up and up and up and up, and there's a reason why. It's because the internet came into people's homes and they found out the truth that marijuana is not addictive, not deadly, without medical use, okay? So remember that. Now, I'm just gonna give you a couple things. One of the things, what you can do, you can join normal, you can come over here to the table and join, you can buy stuff, okay? That helps, we can take the money and we can help turn it into political kind of speech and literature and all that good stuff. Okay, the next thing you can do is you can help the marijuana petition effort. You can start a conversation in your homes with your aunts and your uncles and your grandmothers, and you'll be surprised what happens. okay? Because you get that dialogue going and things will happen, okay? So you need to ask, here. Now, here's something very important, and it's very timely, and it's going to happen within 2 months. Democrats and Republicans want your vote. So you need to go to these various little political activities and ask questions like, do we really need to take people's driver's license away? Do we really need to prevent cancer patients from getting marijuana? So make them think, okay? So over on our table, we have like little facts, little questions, okay, that you can ask. But here's the $10 thing. What did I start with? I said, marijuana prohibition's gonna end. Now the question to you is, what are you going to do? Are you gonna simply like a Facebook? Woo! Okay, big deal. Or are you gonna do something? So get out there and do something, and let's have a good hand for the mammoth. Grandma!